All right, everyone, welcome back to The Occasional Barista. My name is Chris, and I just finished brewing up my coffee. I was going over and looking back at the YouTube video that I just posted, by the way, about my experiment with the blend. And I didn't really quite put it too much in regards to the episode on YouTube, but at least during this last episode of the podcast, I kind of talked about what are some issues, you know, in regards to a blend that has two different coffees that are very different. And it's because when you have a medium roast and a French roast like that, you know, depending on how much of the medium or how much of the French roast you're getting in your final grind, that's going to drastically affect your coffee at the end of the day in regards to flavor. Now, one thing that it actually kind of dawned upon me is what we're talking about is extraction. And I feel like if you go into a shop, we'll talk about what we're shooting for is an even extraction. We're looking for this golden, almost like the holy grail of coffee, you know, like of you brewing a coffee. Every single time we pour like a shot of espresso, every time we're dialing in, every time, like I just made myself a cup right now of coffee, we're trying to find this quote unquote even extraction of the coffee. And, you know, I mean, in essence, even, you could say balanced, but what we're trying to reach is what are those complex flavors that is coming from the coffee that oftentimes gets hidden by either over or under extraction. Now, we're going to really kind of break this down just so in the future, and we're just scratching the surface today because it is kind of not a complex, you know, idea, but I feel like so many people don't quite understand, even me to this day, sometimes don't understand kind of like what exactly is happening when we're brewing this cup of coffee. So, to kind of like start it off, again, extraction is one of those things that you should picture a bell curve, okay? It's gonna have a little bit of, you know, an under extraction on the left-hand side, as well as going to the right is gonna be eventually at the end over extraction. And right in the middle is a kind of the ideal or even extraction that we're looking for. And when I say even, ideally, the bell curve would be this really high, super tall curve that has very skinny on either the over, under, or even under or over extraction. Very, very tall, super skinny curve with not too much of either side influencing the end result of coffee. Now, oftentimes, due to many different issues, and this is why, like, when we or any other person in specialty coffee recommends, okay, in a recipe it calls for agitation of the coffee grounds, like let's say you're brewing a pour over, right? We say agitation, we always say good grinders, we always say you should pay attention to your flow rate, we always say it's necessary to have even water temperature. And the reason why we're saying that is because you have to imagine what exactly is going on in regards to that pour-over device, or even a French press, or even a drip coffee. You're putting all these little grinds, like thousands and thousands of these little grinds that came from that one coffee bean, and each of those single grinds is different than the others because there's different parts of that coffee bean that gets broken down. And it's going to go and get extracted differently than other parts of that coffee bean. So, I mean, and we could go even further in regards to, again, that's why grinders and a very good grinder is so important. The difference between a conical or a flat burr grinder is because what we're trying to do is, again, uniform. Keep it as consistent as possible, trying to at least create a little bit less of a variable in regards to the end product of flavor. And it's a kind of a lost cause to some degree because, I mean, it's hard to do without spending numerous amounts of money for the best grinders in the world. However, it doesn't mean you can't take active steps while brewing to help get you to an even extraction. Now, again, we're going to kind of touch upon the grind size and, again, the different sizes of the grinds themselves, because it's different, I would say, rates of extraction. So, for example, if you have a smaller, like finer grind, is of course going to get extracted faster than a big coarse grind, because it just takes that much more time for the water to saturate that bean and to it for the hot water to start extracting flavor. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means on that scale that we just talked about, kind of like picturing that bell curve. Let's say you had more fine grinds in your coffee. Well, that just means that at the end of the day, that bell curve is going to be wider, of course, towards the over-extracted side if you leave it for the same amount of time. So it's almost like it gets stretched out one way, but yet it's still on the right side of over-extraction. On the other hand, if you had bigger, coarser grinds, it takes, of course, a little bit longer for those actual grinds to get saturated. You're going to be, of course, then on the under-extracted side, on the left-hand side. And again, it's kind of hard without visuals, but again, if you were to take a pen and paper, draw yourself a little graph on the left, far left-hand side of the y-axis, right? We're going to go back to basics here. The y-axis, where that y-axis is, that, of course, is going to be your under-extraction at zero. The x-axis, of course, is your time. The y-axis is that extraction. And as you're going down that line, you're extracting more and more and more and more until you reach to, well, in this case, this actual graph has an endpoint, which is over-extraction, at the far right end of that x-axis. Therefore, that should help you kind of picture what we're talking about here when I say left side, right side, left, of course, being under, right side being, of course, over, and the bell curve in the middle of that. Now, it's going to be shifting from left to right as, you know, time goes on. And what we're trying to do, again, is create and try to stretch out that curve, make it as tall as we can. We don't want it wide. We want it as tall as we can. And again, good grinders help us keep it narrow, if that makes any sense to you guys. Now, again, I've mentioned this before. Agitation is free. Agitation doesn't require anything else that you don't already have, unless you're hey, I shouldn't make any preconceptions here, but if you don't have a spoon, if you don't have like a chopstick, or if you don't have like a stick that you can find lying outside that you like clean off or something, just anything that can agitate those grinds in regards to your pour over recipe is going to do wonders for you. And the reason being is it's making sure that all the water that you're pouring in is hitting every single bean to reduce the widespread of your bell curve. Now, again, it's one of those things that comes over time, and people have come up with different like techniques. It's just techniques. So when somebody adds that little like swirl to their like Kalita Wave or V60, and then you're like, oh, wow, that's fancy. You know, at the end of the day, it's just so he or she or whoever came up with the recipe doesn't have to go and dirty really another dish. Slash, it is an effective way of ensuring that all that water is hitting all that coffee to start the extraction process at relatively the same time. It's just, and I mean, this is like the runner in me talking, and just to kind of overemphasize the point I'm trying to make here. If you were to start a race at two people at the tree, okay, when water hits the bean is like one of the runners being able to start running. Now, if let's say one of the beans doesn't get hit, it's like letting that runner get like a head start, like a 10-second head start until water finally hits that bean. You know, it's just like a head start on that extraction process, which at the end of the day, once you remove the coffee from, like, you stop it from brewing, that's going to create a dead stop to any extraction that's occurring, which, of course, at the end of the day, however many seconds that runner who first got hit with water, that bean that first got hit with water, is going to have that amount of time of extraction in regards to head start on that other bean. And they're both going to get stopped in their extraction process on that x-axis. Wherever you pull off that kind of like the used grounds, once it stops brewing, they're going to be stuck wherever they're at. And that's where the cards lie, basically. And why this is so important in regards to evenness, because ideally, evenness equals a perfect straight line. That would be an even extraction if it was perfectly in the middle and between under and over. It was one like straight up line in regards to the extraction process would be even. But no one has really ever had that experience. We can get close with different, like I said, techniques or equipment to get as close to that, like, again, holy grail of an even extraction. But until you do all those steps, or until we find a way to make that bell curve into just a straight line, I mean, I don't think it's ever going to happen. That's essentially what we're trying to do here. Now, why am I talking about this is because so many times I'll be in the shop, or I'll go and talk with one of my friends, or we'll be brewing up coffee together and we're tasting the coffee and we're like, wow, it's really good, but I'm getting hints of, you know, like over extraction. I'm getting it's a little too bright. You know, the notes are really kind of overpoweringly bright, to the point of, you know, way too sour is what some people say, but that means we're too close to under. And how this helps you is what we're looking for is, it's almost like when you have too much of that spread of your bell curve, it's like a veil over the real flavors of the coffee. And that's what we've been drinking this whole entire time, is veiled coffee, essentially. Until we have perfect techniques, we're always going to drink, all right, I get some nice, really complex flavors, but it's so, so mundane because there's this overwhelming flavor of under and over hitting each other, you know, because of the widespread bell curve, that, you know, it's just veiling over the complex flavors that we truly want of an even extraction. Now, this podcast episode is not meant in any way, shape, or form to deter you from trying to eventually reach that holy grail of coffees. It actually should inspire you to start really paying attention and kind of help you, and I hope this helped you kind of understand why so many brewers, so many World Cup brewers, so many people are coming up with recipes that call for you to agitate your grinds, that call for you to control your water temperature, to call for you to go and get a good grinder, for better equipment to practice your techniques and flow rate, because we're all trying to tell you that if you were to keep practicing and if you were to spend the money and get the good equipment, what you're doing is narrowing that bell curve, giving yourself a better chance at being able to extract an even complex flavor from your beans that you bought. Now, this isn't like, we're not going to go into like if the beans doesn't have that much of a complex flavor. At the end of the day, an even extraction, you can even extract badly roasted coffee. So it's still, you're going to be able to pull out the best of the best from that coffee itself. And again, at the end of the day, I do think that you don't necessarily have to incorporate these things into your brewing life if and only if it doesn't quite interest you to take those extra steps, because you're already reaching and you're already hitting a coffee that you really enjoy based on how you're brewing it. Like, at the end of the day, coffee should just be enjoyed by what your taste preferences is. There isn't like one way that is gonna, like, if somebody came up with one way that they could brew a coffee that everyone loved, or one way to roast a coffee that everyone loved. Everyone in the world loved. It's their favorite coffee. I mean, again, we would be millionaires, but that's just not the case, you know? Like, you won in coffee life. That's the best way to put it. Like, you won the lottery. I mean, there's no other way to put it, because it's almost near impossible. Because I'm going to say near impossible, because that optimist in me is like, maybe it's possible one day. Maybe Elon Musk will come up with some flavor profile, or the next great, you know, inventor or whatever will come up with some wacky way to brew coffee here. But until then, please, please, please keep enjoying, keep pushing yourself in coffee. I just posted on the Instagram. You know, oftentimes we always hear, we know everything about coffee, or like, there's not much more I can learn. I mean, there is constantly like new things, new ways, new everything, like equipment to, you know, processes to like going back to like the different elevations of farming, and when you go and actually plant those beans at what elevation, at what climate. People are starting to brew, like grow coffee in California. People are starting to grow coffee in Canada. Like, there's so many different things that we're just scratching the surface on about a drink that's been around for how many years. This isn't a new drink, and yet we're still learning so much about it. So again, please join us in this movement to really challenge the preconceptions about coffee. This isn't just a cup of joe. There's so much more that's there within each cup. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've had a coffee that really changed your, like, oh, you had like that oh my moment, you know, where it's like, I've never had a coffee that had so much fruit flavor, so juicy. Like, I always have to again, a shameless plug here, but it's not even for me, okay? It's not for me. But, you know, Chapman Crafted, Noah over there, he's doing things with coffee that no one else is doing. Things like scent roasting a coffee that's been almost pre-infused with some type of puree. I'm not going to give too much away, because this could be under wraps, so I don't want to get in trouble here. But to create an end product that has a finish that I've never experienced before. And the finish is what a lot of us are looking for, that flavor that just like lasts like almost like an hour's with you, that just keeps, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, you know? It's just, oh, it's just so good and so sweet, and it's so jammy, and it just, oh, it just like coats your tongue and just like happiness. I don't even know how to put it. But again, I'm getting almost like secondhand, like I'm reliving tasting that coffee. And that's the excitement that I hope you guys are getting at home with these tips and with better understanding. So please, if you hadn't tried agitating your grinds, then try it. Tell me what you think. Tell me if it actually helped you narrowing that bell curve and you started noticing complex flavors in your coffee. Yeah, in your coffee. And then also tell me if you were looking at a grinder and you're like, I don't know if it's worth the money here. And you shot it off and you made that investment and you noticed a significant change in your coffee. Honestly, please, 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 I love hearing stories about people who bought equipment that they weren't so sure of, but at the end of the day, they noticed a drastic change in their coffee game. So again, I just love hearing any stories from you guys, so we'd love to hear it. Again, theoccasionalbarista@gmail.com, or hit us up on Instagram @theoccasionalbarista. And again, if you haven't checked it out already, that's why this episode got put out a little late. The Cozy Patterns limited release, like little video I shot for them, is now on YouTube, as well as if you look up the coffee blend experiment. If you guys want to go and try out that experiment at your own house, you can go and check out that video of me on my own little expedition there, trying to figure out and challenging myself to learn more about coffee. Until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. See ya.